Alan Greenspan was back before Congress this morning for the first time since he left the Federal Reserve. The topic, concern about high oil prices as a drag on the economy. Greenspan warned of the country's worrisome dependence on petroleum, and he called for development of alternative fuels and the broader use of hybrid cars.
For decades, others have been pressing Congress and the White House to mandate that cars go farther on a gallon of gas. But fuel efficiency standards, known as the Corporate Average Fuel Economy, or CAFE standards, have remained stuck where Congress set them back in the 1970s.
In this segment, we'll explore what scientists, lawmakers, regulators, and automakers are saying about the future of fuel economy. We begin with NPR's Kathleen Schalk and a report on what is technically feasible.
For years, New York Republican Sherry Bollard has been trying to get Congress to tighten the rules on fuel economy. He's been proposing a measure that would require new cars and light trucks to average 33 miles per gallon, up from 25 miles per gallon today. Bollard always loses, in part because opponents argue that more fuel-efficient cars would be smaller, lighter, and more dangerous in a crash. Bollard remembers what happened the last time his bill came up for a vote.
The principal opponent stood in the well of the House and said if the Bollard Amendment forcing increases on CAFE standards passes the House, there will be thousands of dead bodies on our nation's highways.
Bollard has this to say about that.
Absolute nonsense. Who wants to sacrifice safety?
Bollard, who chairs the House Science Committee, argues that new technology can make a modern car both safe and fuel efficient. That's basically true, says automotive engineer David Cole.
Anywhere you look in the vehicle, you find technology has made significant improvements.
Cole is chairman of the Center for Automotive Research, a think tank in Michigan that's funded by the industry, foundations, and the government. He says even big cars can now save a lot of fuel with improvements like extra gears, cylinders that shut down when they're not needed, and lighter, stronger materials.
Just steel, the dominant material in vehicles, is not what it was a few years ago. We're talking about much higher strength, much lighter weight doors and car parts.
So, how much farther could an ordinary car go on a gallon of gas? Cole says for an extra $1,000, it could go 25% farther. Other widely cited numbers come from a study done 4 years ago by a National Academy of Sciences panel.
They showed that it is technically possible and cost-effective to increase the fuel economy of a family car to, for example, 41 miles per gallon, an SUV to 34 miles per gallon, a minivan to 36 to 37 miles per gallon.
David Friedman's an engineer with a Union of Concerned Scientists, which supports tougher mileage standards. He says consumers can have fuel economy and everything else they want.
Vehicles with the same size, the same acceleration, and the same or even improved safety compared to what we have today.
The Academy found that consumers could also end up saving money. And Phil Sharp, a former congressman who served on the panel, says that cost-benefit analysis would look even more favorable today. Back then, he says, hybrid engines weren't deemed commercially feasible and gasoline was cheap.
The National Academy of Sciences based its estimates of cost and how much money you'd save as a consumer if you didn't have to use so much fuel on $1.50 per gallon of gasoline. Obviously, that's way out of date for today.
Economists have now updated the numbers. They've looked for technologies that would pay for themselves in 3 or 4 years. One study found that if gas costs $2.30 per gallon, the best mileage target for consumers is 33 miles per gallon across the fleet. That's the number Bollard and his co-sponsor, Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey, put in their bill. That target would be a stretch for the industry, says David Healy, an industry analyst with Burnham Securities. He says it could crimp sales of U.S. automakers' most profitable products, big pickup trucks and SUVs.
You know, the experience has been that the auto industry, if you hold its feet to the fire, can come up with some pretty good stuff. But 33 miles a gallon is extreme.
Automakers worry that gas prices will fall and that they'll get stuck making fuel-efficient vehicles that consumers don't want. Still, Congressman Bollard says raising mileage standards is the single most important thing Congress could do to tackle the nation's energy problems. And he says he's winning more allies all the time. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.